认识现代神学第十四讲第六章 Heilsgeschichte 救恩历史学派。我们现在来到我们的作者简和培对这个学派的批判的第一点，一共是六点。 Number one， 第一点批判， Although Kuhlmann is critical of the skeptical results of Bultmann's form criticism， 虽然库尔曼对布特曼的形式批判带来的怀疑主义的结果采取批判的态度， And although he himself feels these methods help us draw nearer to the historical Jesus， 而又虽然他自己认为这些的方法帮助我们更加靠近历史上的耶稣， He also concedes that， 他也承认 The technique of form criticism establishes the deviation of the early Christian community from Jesus as its object。 他也承认形式批判的技巧设立了一个早期基督教信仰群体和他们信仰的对象耶稣的偏离 deviation。 In short， 简言之， Form criticism discloses the Bible as a product of the early Christian community。 形式批判显露出圣经是早期基督教信仰群体的产品， and not a totally reliable account of the life and teaching of Jesus， 所以不是一个完全可靠的对耶稣生平和教导的记载。 Regardless of Kuhlmann's own criticism of Bultmann's use of form criticism， 不论库尔曼如何批判布特曼对形式批判的使用， Ultimately， 自终， His use also often makes a separation between the Bible and the Word of God， 他自己对这个方法的使用也常常使圣经和上帝的话分隔。 So for example， 因此例如说， He calls the biblical accounts of creation and the second coming myths， 他称圣经对创造和基督第二次再来的记载为神话。 He is not completely willing to admit the reality of revelation as inscripturated infallible truth， 他不完全愿意承认上帝的启示是写下来的无谬的真理。 Number two， 第二点的批判。 In connection with Kuhlmann's view of revelation， we should also note， 关于库尔曼的启示观我们也必须注意到， He is still strongly dependent on the subjectivism of Neo-Orthodoxy， 他仍然非常的依靠新正统神学的主观主义。 Classic Reformed Theology has insisted， 经典的改革宗神学坚持 that the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit is necessary for man to understand God's revelation， 1 Corinthians 2:14。 人若要明白上帝的启示，圣灵光照的工作是必须的，哥林多前书2:14。 The Heilsgeschichte scholar believes that， 而救恩历史学派的学者相信， Unless man understands， it is not even revelation， 除非人明白，不然他连启示都不是。 As Carl F. H. Henry has said， 正如卡尔·亨利说， They suspend the knowability of the meaning of revelation upon subjective decision. 他们把对启示的意义的可知性掉在人主观的决定的因素上 and isolate it from divine truths and doctrines objectively and authoritatively given in the inspired scriptures. 他也把这种的主观决定而知道的启示孤立起来脱离了上帝默示的圣经里客观又带有权柄所赐下的上帝的真理和教义他们这个主观决定所知道的启示是与这个圣经里所赐下的权威性 的真理呢是分开的 Number three 第三点的批判 To concentrate exclusively on God's actsAs media of revelation, ignores several important facts.
完全专注于上帝的作为。上帝的作为被认为是差不多是唯一的启示的媒介，就忽略了一些重要的事实。A, 第一件事是
Deeds are mute for us.Unless they are accompanied by word revelation concerning their significance.
上帝的作为对我们来说是哑巴没有声音的除非有着上帝话语的启示 word revelation 陪伴着告诉我们这些作为的重要意义。
Haus Geschichte does not give verbal communication its proper place.
就问历史学派并没有给上帝话语的传递他正确的地位的。
B, 第二忽略的事实。The neglect of word revelation overlooks the place which the communication of truth occupies in the history of salvation.
忽略话语的启示就等于忽略到上帝的真理的传递在整个救恩历史里所占有的地位。
As Professor John Murray has indicated,
正如约翰穆里教授指出
Salvation is the salvation of the whole man.
救恩是全人得救。
And this includes the enlightenment of the mind.
全人的拯救包括人理性的启迪。
But how can redemption be effective in a whole range of personal life without the correction which truth conveyed imparts, without the enlightenment which truth sheds abroad in mind and heart?
但是假如所传递的真理没有纠正人的理性和心灵假如真理达到人的心灵和理性的时候没有光照到人没有启蒙人那么上帝的救赎怎么可能在整个人的生活每个范围里生效呢穆里的话
The Bible is true to this need Haus Geschichte is not
圣经诚然满足这个需要就问历史学派没有做到。
Number four, 第四点的批判。Kuhlmann builds a philosophy of time and history in Christ.
库尔曼建造了一个在基督里的时间观和历史观或者说时间的哲学和历史的哲学。
But he so strongly concentrates on the work of Christ,
但是他那么的强烈的专注于基督的工作
that he denies, by neglect, the ontological deity of Christ.
他透过忽略就等于否认了基督本体上的神性
thus denying the Christ of Scriptures.
因此他就否认了圣经中的基督。
He repeatedly insists, 他多次地重复说他坚持 that the New Testament has almost no interest in the ontological person of Christ. 坚持说新约圣经差不多对基督本体的位格一点兴趣都没有。Ultimately then, 所以呢至终来说 the Christ of Kuhlmann is no more the Christ of scriptures than the Christ of art. 因此库尔曼的基督和巴特的基督一样都不是圣经的基督。For this reason, 为了这个原因 he faces the danger of making Christianity so exclusively Christological. 他冒了一个险就是使基督教完全是基督论 that it becomes Christomonism, a common fault with Karl Barth. 以至于基督教成为唯独基督论这个是与巴特共同的错误 Thus, rejecting through neglect the historical Christian formulations of the doctrine of the Trinity. 所以呢透过这种的忽略呢就等于拒绝相信历史上基督教所定出的三位一体论。It is true that the theology of the early church was richly colored by Christology. 没有错早期教会的神学深深受到基督论所影响。哥林多后书13章13节 But it was basically a Trinitarian theology. 但是基本上早期教会的信仰是一个三一真神的神学。罗马书第八章31-39节，约翰福音第一章18节，哥林多前书15章28节。Number five， 第五点。Kuhlmann contends that eternity is simply an ending time。库尔曼声称，永恒只不过是没有终止的。时间 By arguing this way, he seems to destroy any real significant distinction between time and eternity. 他这样子的论说就等于毁掉时间和永恒之间任何重要的区别。Eternity, or eternal life, is not simply life of unending time, as Kuhlmann insists. 永恒或者永生不是好像库尔曼所坚持的不仅仅是没有终止的时间里的生活。It is a life of the age to come, which will follow this age. Daniel 12:2. 永生是在这个时代之后来到的来世的生命。丹尼里12章2节。When the rich young ruler asked how to inherit Eternal life, Mark 10:17. 当年轻的官问耶稣如何承受永生的时候呢？马可福音第十章十七节。He was thinking of the life of the resurrection. 他想到的是复活的生命。And Jesus answered him in the same terms. 耶稣也按照同样的思路来回答他的问题的。This eternal life is a life of the kingdom of God. 这个永生就是上帝国度里的生命马可十章二十三 which will be inherited in the age to come 在来世必承受的马可十章三十节马太二十五四十六节 So also in Paul 同样的在保罗的著作里 Eternal life is the final eschatological goal of the entire redemptive process永生就是整个救赎过程的最后的末世的目标。罗马书六章二十二，提多书三章第七节。One finds the same emphasis in John's Gospel. 我们看到约翰福音也强调同样这一点的。约翰三章三十六节，约翰福音第五章三十九、十二章二十五节。Number six, 最后第六点的批判。Kuhlmann also argues that time is not merely a concept limiting the nature of man and creation. 库尔曼也有这样的论点，他说时间不仅仅是一个概念来限制人和塑造宇宙的本质的。 He also says that, 他同时也会说 God himself is not timeless, 上帝自己也不是没有时间性的。 The eternity of God is said to be nothing less than endless time, 上帝的永恒性只不过是没有终止的时间。 And in the same way, our time is a limited part of it, 同样的我们的时间就是这个时间这个永恒里的一个有限的部分。 This position erases the boundary between God and man, 这个立场呢就把上帝与人之间的界限除掉了。 God together with us is subject to the God time, 上帝与我们一起都伏在这个时间这个神明之下。 Who surrounds both him and us, 这个上帝啊，这个神明时间围绕着上帝也围绕着我们啊，这个是库尔曼的错误。参考圣经的出埃及记三章十四节，约翰福音八章五十八节。 This failure to understand the eternity of God may also explain Kuhlmann's failure to defend the pre-existence of Christ in his other books. 库尔曼这样没有了解到上帝的永恒性，也能够解释为什么库尔曼在他的其他的著作里也没有维护基督的先存。第六章结束。第七章 Chapter 7 Theology of Secularization 世俗化的神学。 One of the great trends of thought in the West in the 20th century is the secularization of society. 二十世纪西方社会的思想里其中一个最重要的思潮就是社会的世俗化。Especially in the last 10 years, 特别是过去十年，意思就是1960年代， that trend has begun to influence overtly even theology itself. 这个世俗化趋向呢，就开始直接的影响到神学本身。Until recently, 直到最近， secularists have retained some mild form of innocuous religion. 世俗主义者呢保留着一种的轻微的无害的外表的宗教。As one evangelical Christian has put it, 正如一位福音派基督徒这样说， They have been afraid to oppose the love and worship of God. 他们怕反对人们爱神敬拜神， even though they have been convinced that the very idea of God is obsolete. 虽然他们绝对相信呢，上帝这个概念本身已经是过时了。However, 可是 even this concessive spirit is rapidly changing. 就算是这种的有点让步的精神也很迅速在改变。In view of its more recent radical direction, one commentator has predicted that 有一位评论者考虑到世俗神学最近的比较极端的方向，他这样预测 By the end of the century, 到二十世纪末的时候， committed Christians will be a conscious minority in the West. 有委身的基督徒在西方会是一个很明显的少数民族， surrounded by a militant and arrogant paganism. 他被一种的激烈的傲慢的异教围绕着， which is a logical development of our secularist trend. 而这个异教就是 现在我们这种的世俗化、世俗性的趋向的发展的必然的后果。One of the boldest new displays of apostate man's secularist flight from God appears in what many are coming to call the theology of secularization.
表达出离经背道的人从上帝世俗性的逃奔了的其中一个的例子，就是很多人现在称之为世俗化的神学
A movement with many extremes.
这个运动有很多不同的极端
It defies definition.
它是不能人是不能为它做个定义的But demands attention, 可是却不可忽略它。
The well-known death of God movement may be said to have died as a theological fad.
我们可以说那个很著名的上帝死了运动作为一个神学的时髦的潮流已经死了。
But as a branch of the secularist theology, it may continue to have an influence in the church far beyond its esoteric teachings.
可是神死了运动作为世俗化神学的那个分支呢可能继续的影响着教会远远超过他一些的奇异的深奥的教训。
Another advocate behind this new theological direction,
另外一位在这个新的神学方向背后的推动者是
is Dr. John Robinson,
是罗宾逊博士
whose bestseller, Honest to God, helped to revive the new radicalism.
他所写的最畅销书《对神诚实》就有助于这个新的极端的运动的复苏。我们下次继续来看 Robinson, 还有另外一位 Harvey Cox, 他们怎么样表达这个世俗化的神学。我们下一次继续。